Well, in Illinois, they're looking for a little sunshine. So far, the embattled governor is keeping his seat. The state Supreme Court refused to strip him of the power to appoint a candidate to Barack Obama's soon-to-be-vacated Senate seat. Now, as Illinois lawmakers grapple with what to do with that soon-to-be-vacant Senate seat and the corruption charges surrounding the governor, legendary Chicago defense attorney Ed Jensen has already begun the governor's defense.
The media is taking control. And I think the case is not what it seems, and I think that when it comes to pass, you'll see it's not what it seems, and you'll find that he's not guilty.
In just 3 days, Jensen has challenged the evidence, blamed the media, asked the Illinois Attorney General to recuse herself, and announced that Governor Blagojevich has no intention of appointing anyone to the Senate seat, all at $700 an hour. Jensen has made his reputation representing high-profile clients like R. Kelly, the singer-songwriter, and media mogul Conrad Black, and defendants with connections to the mob. Steve Rhodes joins us now. He's been covering Jensen for years. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Jensen's been called a miracle worker by prosecutors. He's certainly not a shy man, but how did he earn that label?
Well, he's got a reputation as being the go-to guy if you're the person not only in trouble, but as he often describes it, a person in the emergency room or stricken with cancer who needs his life saved. And he has saved some of those lives either by winning acquittals, even in the most recent case with R. Kelly, for example.
Right.
Or
which involved videotape, we should mention, by the way.
That's right. And a case that I don't think anyone in Chicago, any reporters at least in Chicago watching that case, thought that R. Kelly was innocent. But Ed Jensen worked his magic there. And quite often, being the case with Ed, because of the nature of his clients, who almost always are guilty, a win for him is often not just an acquittal, but maybe a conviction, but he wins a lower sentence, finds a lot of mitigating circumstances, gets the best deal out of the bargain without making a plea, but by going to court and getting the best possible outcome.
Well, quickly describe his style, and then let's talk about what he's done on behalf of Governor Blagojevich this week.
Sure. He's aggressive, and as you mentioned, with what he's done already in the impeachment process here, he will attack every detail, every technicality. He's very aggressive, but he's not a slick, charming, kind of phony, obsequious kind of lawyer that we often see. He's not a corporate type. He's really old school Chicago. He's often a bit disheveled. He's got kind of scraggly, curly hair in the back of his head. He's balding in front. And he's disarming in some ways because he, for a long time, he's used a cane. He has a neurological disorder that makes it painful to walk. And now he uses an electric scooter that is kind of moves excruciatingly slow as he rides into the courtroom.
I guess you could probably add an adjective there. I mean, he's pretty fearless. Let's listen to how he's even taking on Illinois lawmakers.
The fact of the matter is they made comments which shows they can't be fair. They made comments which shows that Robert Blagojevich cannot get a fair and impartial hearing of this committee. And I would ask that Representative Tracy, Representative Frank, and Representative Black be precluded from participating in this hearing.
He's made no bones, and he has made it absolutely clear that he's going to challenge anything that might help his client. I mean, might hurt his client.
That's right. I mean, his style is to take the most aggressive position right from the start, and he is fearless in the sense that his clients are often public villains. They're often the public villain number one of the moment. And he goes, I think he relishes challenging the awesome power of the federal government in these cases.
Well, he called this case fun, didn't he? And isn't it a bold move to say that the governor is going to hold a news conference tomorrow?
It is. You never know what this governor is going to do. He's not. He doesn't have the most rational track record. On the other hand, he is. The governor is someone who you would describe as being slick and a charmer, and that's part of how he got elected twice. But it is. Ed Jensen is, as you said, fearless, and I think that rubs off on his clients as well.
Steve Rhodes, what a perfect line to end on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.